Welcome to today's webinar, and we're going to continue the subject of attraction frameworks. And today's framework is the language of relationships. We're going to examine how people develop relationships as they move from being total strangers to becoming intimately involved with each other, such that they want to explore being together for a long time. And they have a degree of desire to be together, to stay together. What happens in this relationship process that you and I can learn? So what we're doing is taking a stranger, somebody you haven't yet met, aiming to develop a relationship of deep desire with them so that we want to explore being together. And hopefully that there'll be a deep romantic relationship as part of that process. So that's the beginning. That's the very end result we want to aim for. What are all the steps in between? We can only understand that relationship process, then you have a chance of understanding the marketing process to attract quality people to you who then want to explore working together with you. So let's examine that now. First of all, you need to get that stranger's attention. You need to make sure that they recognize that you're talking to them and hopefully about them. Next, you need them to be aware of who you are and the kind of person you are, rather than just being aware that you exist. Make them aware of you as an individual. Next, wouldn't it be great if, as well as being aware of you, who you are and what kind of person you are, that now they've found that out, they're actually interested in you. They want to perhaps get closer to you. They want to know more about you. That's the next step. From there, how do we go from wanting to know more about you to wanting to explore being together based on a foundation of deep desire? Well, most people want to be informed about you before they get closer to you. They might be interested at a distance, but they'd like to know more about you so that they feel on safe ground and informed in such a way that they're not dealing with the complete unknown. They like that secure factor to be part of the relationship. What do I really know about you? Inform me about yourself. They then want to spend time around you, becoming familiar with you, your behavior, your habits, the kind of person you are. And that familiarity might take time, is likely to take involvement and energy. But that's an important stage. Without that familiarity, desire may be surface only. And certainly, although they may find you attractive, they certainly might not want to be together with you for a very long time. And then they need to trust you. Before they desire to be with you, as opposed to simply desire you, they need to trust you. Most people want to trust. They're going to put their emotions in your hands, in your safekeeping. They want to be able to trust that you will handle their emotions in a way that doesn't hurt them. Now look at all those steps, and you'll see that's the way human beings like to develop increasingly intimate relationships to the point of desire. It's a progressive experience for them. And before you move into marketing, you need to get your head and your heart around those steps, because you're going to be dealing with other human beings who will want to develop relationships with you and vice versa. And these steps are critical if you're going to do that successfully.